So here we are in Birmingham at the University. We are here for the IPSA World Games 2023. Now these are the, well, I suppose one of the biggest global events for blind and partially sighted sports, with some of the games even acting as qualifiers for next year's Paralympics in Paris. So the team will be gradually arriving through the week, and we'll be bringing you lots of live shows, weekdays 3 till 6 and Saturdays from 10 till 12, plus loads more Norris shows and podcasts as well. Now, we've come down to the football here at university. We've got the men's team playing at the moment, blind football team, and it's England versus Argentina at the moment. Toby Davey is with us as well. Are you keen to come down here, Toby, and catch a bit of football?
Yeah, I'm really intrigued because I've seen football on the TV, and it's like a lot of these things, you know, you see blind sport on TV, but actually being here, and it's quiet at the moment because there's a game in process, but actually being here and being part of it, and it's just really nice, and it's a great atmosphere as well, and there's people in the stand beside us, and you can hear a bit of it in the background as well, but it's just great to actually be here, because I think, you know, actually coming and seeing the sport live just really makes it come to life.
That's the security van just arriving with Toby's wages for this week as well in the background. Yeah, you got the men's team playing at the moment. I think we were told that this is a kind of must win for England as well if they want to progress. And blind football for the men is one of the Paralympic qualifiers we're going to be looking at. So there are 10 different sports that are going to be here. And I think there's like over 1,500 athletes and their entourage as well here. So it's going to be absolutely massive. And we're going to be around some of the different sports as well. Toby, I know you're going to head to the activation zone next week.
Yeah, I'm going to have probably a go at a few sports because there's a few sports I've never tried before. I'd love to have a go at blind or sound tennis because I know there's some people call it different things, but I'd love to have a go at that. Also, archery is something I did at school when I had a bit more sight, and I was sort of good at it, but not quite hitting the target all the time. So I'm quite interested to do it as a almost totally blind person now. So that's something which I really want to try. And there's lots of sports. I mean, judo, I might have a go at that, throwing myself around as well. But I think that's a good thing about this event, is that not only do we have great sport, but opportunities for people to try out sport and see whether, well, is archery a good thing for me? Should I do archery or do tennis? So I think it's really good.
Yeah, you can come down, you can have a go at some of the sports, as Toby said. So football, goalball and judo are the Paralympic qualifiers. They are ticketed events, so you have to buy tickets for those, but you can get 2-for-1 as well. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But all the other sports and things are completely free. So you've got things like weightlifting, as Toby said, there's archery, there's tennis, there's showdown chess, 10-pin bowls as well.
Don't forget the cricket.
Oh, don't forget the cricket. I think you're going to head out to some of that. There's a lot of cricket on.
There's a lot of cricket. And you've got India, you've got England, you've got Australia. I mean, it's about Pakistan, I think, from memory. The final is at Edgbaston, which is going to be fantastic for not only the players, but all the cricket fans to go to Edgbaston and watch blind cricket. It's going to be really something.
One of the places to visit indeed. The opening ceremony takes place in the evening on Friday the 18th. We will of course be there, and we'll bring you lots from that as well. We'll be bringing you lots through the games as well, and who knows, you may even hear Toby being thrown around at some point as well. And if you do want to come down, please do come along. You can find all the information by going to ipsagames2023.co.uk, and if you want any more information as well, you can also call the RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. But stay tuned to RNIB Connect Radio. We have lots until the 28th of this month, and lots of podcasts as well, and we are really looking forward to being here.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic week of sport.